Okay, getting back to this. What would you might call a small stream of water?
Great.
Would you have any terms for bodies of water that would be, you know, smaller or larger than that?
Great, stream, lake. See an ocean.
Yeah, what about a brook?
Okay, yeah.
Would that be, what kind of size would that have? Would it be kind of small, maybe?
I think maybe it's a little... when I think of a brook, I think of it being a little bit larger than a stream. The stream is a little bitty.
Yeah.
A little bitty amount of water going through.
And a brook would be...
brook would be a little bit deep.
Okay. What about a narrow valley that a small stream might have? Like, you know, you said you slid down that certain section of into the water. Any particular name you'd have for that, like, valley around the stream?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a ravine? I never heard that used in reference to...
Yeah, okay.
What about, if you had a heavy rainfall and the rain is cut out a channel across a road or a field, you might call this channel something. Any particular name?
Trench.
Okay. Talking about creeks again, would you say that's natural or would it be man-made? Is there any way they could be?
It probably could be man-made, but I think it would be difficult.
Okay.
Because, like, the one that was running from our land goes... But, I guess in a way it is man-made because of the drainage hot run down to it.
Yeah.
But then the stream was there before
like
the drain was ever made.
Yeah, it's not like it's dug out and filled up with water.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of something dug out, like, you know, they have one in Florida that they've had a lot of controversy about. It's called the Florida barge.
Mm-hmm. Reservoir? What?
They dug it out and it's across, you know, it's across Florida. And,
Canal.
Sure.
That's a man-made.
Yeah, that's what I... But are there any other names for canals that you know of?
Blow my mind in that.
Yeah, okay.